My parents were very strict and sent me to a private all-girls school. So while I was growing up, I didn't know much about boys or the opposite sex. My parents wouldn't even let me watch TV. They said I had to study and get good grades so I could get into college or possibly even enter a convent. So I was very young and naive, at least in spirit, when I joined the Girl Scouts. I joined because my big sister was one and she talked me into it. It was a very good experience, and I met a lot of new people and made new friends, and every year they gave us cookies to sell for a big fundraising event. Even though I was new to the organization, they still gave me a big case of chocolate chip cookies to try and sell, just like all the other girls who had been in the Scouts longer than me. We were told that whoever sold all 50 boxes would get a new badge to wear on our uniform. The badges were very pretty, and I wanted one awfully bad. So I did what the other girls did and went knocking door to door, trying to sell my cookies. But after 2 days, I had only sold 6 boxes of cookies. I still had 44 boxes left to sell. I was getting worried that I'd never get my new badge, and so I went to talk to my sister about my problem. I noticed that her cookie case was empty. She had sold all 50 boxes of her allotment. When I went to knock on her bedroom door, I could hear her talking to her friend on the phone, and she was saying she used sex appeal to sell all her cookies. Sex appeal? What's that? I was confused, but she was busy talking, so I went and looked it up on my computer. I found out that sex appeal was the ability to excite people. I also found out that men love it when a female says dirty things and offers to do rude and naughty things for them. So I grabbed my case of cookies and headed out to start knocking on some more doors, given my new knowledge about sex appeal. I was very enthusiastic about my newfound knowledge, and it would result in more cookie sales. As I was walking down the street, I saw a man watering his lawn just a few houses down from our house. So I asked him if he wanted to see my cookies and maybe even buy some. He said, no. So I said, well, fuck you then, because I know fuck is a dirty word and I know it's part of being sexy. He just looked at me and asked, what did you say? It's working, I thought. Sex appeal is working. So I continued. Do you want to see me do rude things? He looked surprised and I added, buy some cookies and I'll do rude things. He stood there with a garden hose in his hands and he looked me up and down. I was wearing my new scout uniform of light brown blouse and matching short skirt with green ribbons tied on my pigtails. And then he offered, come inside and show me your cookies, and maybe I'll buy some. Once inside, we went into his living room, where he turned to me and said, what will you do that's rude?
I didn't know what to do, so I said, anything you want.
Okay, he said, take off your panties and show me your cunt.
Cunt? What's a cunt? I asked.
But he just said to take off my panties and he'd show me what a cunt was.
Being young and shy, I was not sure about doing what he wanted, but he offered to buy 10 boxes of cookies. And so I thought, this sex appeal stuff is really easy. So I took off my panties and he had me sit on his knee and he ran his hand up and down my thigh until he reached my private princess parts. His big hand was a little rough on my skin, but he was trying to be gentle as he rubbed up and down my thigh, very softly. I didn't mind what he was doing. It felt okay. And then his hand started rubbing my thigh higher and higher until his fingers touched that part of me where I pee. That's when he told me,
that's your cunt. That's what Big Brewer girls call it. It's a cunt. This whole area here between your legs is a cunt.
I heard other people say that word, but I never knew what it meant. He told me men like calling it a cunt, but there are lots of other names for that part, too. But he also told me that I must never tell anyone about what he did or I'd get into trouble and someone would go to jail. I promised I'd never tell anyone. I knew I couldn't tell anyone because Mom had told me to never touch myself down there and never to let anyone else touch me there either. So I knew this nice man was right in what he was telling me. He told me to call him Uncle Billy. And then he told me to sit on the floor, and he was going to show me what I had done to him. So he unzipped his pants and pulled out a thing that looked like a giant hot dog to me. He called it his cock. He said he pees out of it, but that it's good for other stuff too, really neat stuff, and that touching my cunt had made it happen, made his cock get all big and swollen like that. I was worried that I'd hurt him, but he said it was a good hurt, and he loved what I had done. That made me happy, and I watched as he started to rub it up and down, moaning as he did so, staring at my little teen cunny as he did so, as I sat on the floor Indian style with my legs crossed over one another, totally exposing my privates. Then he told me to stick my legs straight out and to spread them wide so he can see my hairless cunt better. It wasn't really hairless. It just looked that way because I'm a natural blonde. My sister was a brunette, and her bush, that's what she called it, shows up better. I couldn't wait until I got older and grew more hair down there like my big sister had. After a few minutes of rubbing his cock up and down, he stared at my spread legs and asked, "Do you want to sell some more cookies, honey?" And I said, "Yes, please." "Good. Then come here and stroke my cock for me, just like I'm doing." It was so big and felt hot to my touch. "Are you sure I'm not hurting you?" I was worried because he was moaning like he was in pain. And he said it would hurt if I stopped, so I used two hands to stroke his cock. It was so thick that I could barely get my little hands around it. And he kept telling me to say dirty words to him. I didn't know too many dirty words because I'd led such a sheltered life. But I said cock and cunt a lot. And I said fuck too because I had overheard my big sister say that when she was talking to her boyfriend on the phone and didn't know I was listening. After a few minutes, he moaned really loud and white stuff gushed out of his prick. "Hard," he said. "Stroke it hard now." And so I did. And soon he relaxed and kissed me on my mouth. Like a grown-up kiss, and he thanked me. He was a very nice man, and he reminded me to never tell anyone what we just did. And he even rang up a friend of his that lives nearby, and he told me his friend also wanted to buy some cookies. I was so excited to sell more cookies. Uncle Billy told me how to get to his friend's house. It was just a short walk, really. And while I was on my way, I was thinking, this sex appeal thing really works. I hope this new man likes it as well. When I got there, I rang the bell, and Uncle Billy's friend opened the door and invited me in. He looked at me and said, "You really are what Bill said, a sweet little sexy girl. How old are you anyway, little girl?"
"I'm 16, but I look younger because I'm small for my age."
It was funny. I saw him shiver, and it's not even cold outside. He asked me, "How many cookies do I have to buy for you to do what you did at Bill's house?"
I told him 10 boxes, and he reached into his pocket for his wallet and counted out the right amount of money. Then he told me to strip and show him my body. I thought that was odd because Uncle Billy only wanted to see and touch my cunt. But I figured this was 20 boxes I sold today. So off came everything. My scout uniform, my AA cup bra, and my little panties. He said I could leave my socks on. He had me sit on the couch, all naked and everything, and he sat on the floor between my legs, and he looked at my little cunt, which he kept calling my fuckhole. While this man was looking at and admiring my naked body, he unzipped his pants and pulled his cock out through the zipper hole, and he asked me if he could kiss my cunt.
"No," I said, "that's where I pee from. It's dirty down there." I know, he said, and little girls are never dirty down there. But I might buy more cookies if you let me kiss and lick your cunt.
More cookies? Okay, you can lick it all you want. And so I spread my legs wide so he could stick his head and tongue in closer as he licked my gash and tickled my little magic button down there, and it felt really good. He licked and sucked and kissed it and very gently pulled my cunt lips open and licked inside my snatch. I'm learning all kinds of new words today. Then he took his clothes off until he was naked, just like me, and he wanted me to play with his cock, to touch it, to feel it, to rub it, which I did, even though my hands could barely fit around it, and I liked that I could make a big grown-up man moan. Then he wanted me to suck his prick, but I said that it was dirty. That was where he peed from. But he said that he had just washed his cock before I got there, and it was clean and everything, and that his cock tasted really good due to some kind of special sauce he put on it. So I gave it a try. I licked it. It does taste good. But his cock was so big, I could hardly fit it in my mouth. But it was so big I kept on gagging, so he just had me lick around the head while he stroked it. And he told me that when the white stuff comes out, I have to let him shoot it in my mouth. I have to let him come in my mouth. So I kept on licking and sucking. And gagging and groping at a cock, and he kept on moaning, telling me to take more of his cock in my mouth. But his cock was so big and fat and thick and swollen that I could fit it more in my mouth. Then he said he would help me, and he would do all the work. All I had to do was keep my head still, and then he grabbed onto my head with both of his hands, his fingers entwined around my pigtails, and he started bobbing my head up and down his cock. I'm calling it a fuck toy. And then push his cock further in my mouth, hitting my tonsils, causing me to choke and gag. And then pull my head and eat his bruiser under his cock until my little head was real tight to his belly. I was choking on it and crying because I couldn't breathe. And I had tears coming out of my eyes. And I strapped his cock out of my mouth so I could catch a breath. And then he started it all over again. He told me to suck harder, but faster, and I didn't have a lot of tears coming out of my eyes because his cock was so big and he was poking me. He started to look beautiful with his cock in my mouth. I later found out that all men say this. It's a trick. They have to get girls to suck their cock. And he kept saying, I'm over there, just a little bit more. And he kept puffing and grunting, and I was choking his cock.
When his breath was really heavy, and then grunting and groaning, then,
I'm gonna come. Take my cum, little girl. Take it all.
We start breathing all together. It was like little mouth moving, cock by head, dancing in the belly. Oh, just over feeling in mustard soup. Mustard soup. Moaning, calling me a dirty whore, telling me to always come and good for me. More special vitamins to make my baby tits grow big and huge. I later found out that's another trick them have in their bag of tricks. There was so much white stuff I couldn't get it off. So as I say,
but I swallowed most of it. After he was done and had wiped his messy cock all over my nice clean face, rubbing his cum in, he told me his cum would clear up pimples too. He told me to lick his cock clean. And then he said I was a very good cocksucker for my age. And if I wanted, he had a friend coming over and he'd buy some cookies too, provided I wanted to learn how to suck cocks better, then I needed more experience. I still had over 20 boxes of cookies left, so I decided to stay and sell his friend some. When his friend arrived, I was still naked, and straight away he started to kiss me and play with my cunt.
What a sweet fucking young cunt you have.
And his friend said, suck it. The fucking whore loves it. He looked at me and said,
you are a fucking slut. And then he said, you can say whatever you like. She's too young and naive to know what to say.
Which was true. They said lots of words I didn't understand then, but now that I'm older I do. I know what a slut and whore I am. That's me. I know I am, because I know how to get what I want. Jack, that's the new man, asked his friend, I think he was called John,
have you fucked this little cunt yet?
No, I didn't want to hurt her. I have a big cock, but I had her suck me off and swallow my cum. Jack then told me to suck his prick, but I said, not until you buy some cookies. And then he said, I'll buy every one you have if you suck and fuck me. Wow, what a great deal that was. And so I did exactly what he said. I just sat there and I just, oh, I loved it. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that sounds really good to me. Yeah, I knew what sucking a cock was. I'd done that to John, and he had me swallow that white stuff that came out. So that was easy. Jack's cock was smaller and easier to suck, and he was doing what he said was called face fucking. If this was fucking, then it was a good way to sell cookies. After sucking him for a few minutes, getting him all big and hard, he told me to lie on my back and spread my legs wide for him while he rubbed some oily stuff onto my cunt. Then he started to rub his prick up and down my cunt, getting his cock all wet and oily. Then Jack told his friend,
I think it's time I made her a woman.
And then he held my little legs wide apart as he laid the head of his cock against my little girl fuckhole, and he started to push his cock inside me. Fuck! My cunt was on fire as he rammed his prick into me. He laid on top of me, holding me down, and his friend John was helping him. I tried to struggle and push him away, push his cock out, but I was just a little girl compared to these grown-up men. And then he started thrusting his cock inside me, going further and further up my little girl hole until his balls were slapping my buns. That's what Daddy calls them, buns. My cunt hurt so much from fucking, and I was crying. Take it out. It's too big. It hurts too much. Take it out. But they both just told me to shut up or I'd never see my family again. I was scared, but I did what I was told. Now I knew what fucking was, and I thought, the next time I get fucked, the men will have to buy lots and lots of cookies.
John was taking lots of pictures of Jack fucking me, and then he said he wanted me to suck his cock again. They said if I told anyone what happened, they'd show everyone the pictures. I promised not to tell, and I knew I couldn't tell anyone because I'd get into trouble. So I started sucking John's cock while Jack was fucking my little girl cunt. And after a while, Jan came on my face, rubbing it in with his cock, and he used his prick to scoop his cum into my mouth and told me to swallow it. I liked the taste of his spunk. I guess that's why I still love sucking cock today. My cunt was still sore from John's cock fucking it, but it was starting to feel a little bit better when he said, "Fuck, I'm not gonna last much longer. Watching this little girl suck your cock really got me going. I'm gonna come in your sweet young fuckhole. I'm gonna fill your snatch with my man batter." Then he told me to beg him to fuck my cunt and what other words he wanted me to say. So I told him I was his little slut who loved cock in my cunt and I wanted him to dump his load into my fuckhole. I told him I was a dirty little girl who wanted to be a cum dump for any man who wanted my cunt. I guess he knew me better than I knew myself, because he predicted what I'd be, and he was 100% correct. After he filled my tiny cunt, they both let me get dressed and told me to go home. But I wasn't to tell anyone what happened here. Fuck! My cunt was sore, and I could hardly walk. I had to walk bow-legged, and I had Jack's cum leaking out of my fuckhole and down my leg, and I also had some cum in my hair. But at least I sold all my cookies, and so I was happy as I limped down the street. The next day, my cunt was feeling okay, and I was laying in bed thinking how easy it was to sell all my cookies in one afternoon. And all I had to do was jack one guy off, suck another, and fuck one. The funny part was, when they let me go, they never even kept the cookies. They told me I could keep them. So later today, I'm going to sell all the ones I have and keep the money for myself. I think I can sell them, because now I know what to do. Men love a young girl talking dirty and saying all the rude fuck words, and I like hearing men moan as I suck the cum out of their cock, and I like saying, "Fuck me! Fuck! I'm your cum dump! Please, fill my little cunt with your cum!" Yes, life is good when you're a girl and let big grown-up men play with your body.